Welcome in to the Subconscious Mind Mastery Podcast. Thomas Miller, and we're going to talk about some conscious living today. This is a theme that, boy, has it been on my mind. And I thought we would take a look at a tool that I've been using that actually one of our listeners and somebody that I work closely with, Kristen Lawhead, who does our Level Up substitutions when we need somebody to fill in on Sunday nights, that Kristen said something the other day in a way that just triggered this thought. It's about a tool that I've come to use and love that I think is one of the biggest aids in living a conscious life that there is. Now, second biggest tool, or one of the biggest contributing tools, because the biggest tool for living the best conscious life is to reprogram your subconscious mind. We've been talking about that for 10 years together here. This podcast is full of episodes that talk about how to do that. All kinds of areas, from one of the early series of three podcasts that we did about our beliefs, which really drive our subconscious programming, to non-resistance, which is what we've been talking about a lot lately, to reconnecting with Source, which is also very important. But since we got onto this high timeline theme around here, that whole idea of just playing your A game has been going through my mind a lot. And yet, as this is being recorded within the last 60 days of the time I'm recording this, so there's been a little bit of healing time in here now, I had something happen that I outlined a couple of episodes back that just completely knocked me off that game for a while. Like we all have happen. My brook dried up, referencing the previous episode. So the question always comes, not what do we encounter, because we all encounter all kinds of stuff. The question is, how fast do we get it back on track? So this is where I'm going to talk about for a few minutes astrology. Not from any kind of point, we're not going to talk astrology. I want to talk about astrology, because I think that this is a tool that we've been given by the divine to show us a path, to show us where energy is active in our lives, to give us some warnings. I'll give you an example here in a second, to give us some warnings about steps that we might be best not to take. And see, like with my situation that I outlined previously, it's back there in a couple of episodes, that caught me off guard. I think had I been looking at a chart at that very moment, which I wasn't, I would have had a different outcome maybe. And that's pretty wild when you think about that at any given moment of time in your life, just about, you can look at that chart and have guidance for what it is that's in front of you at that time. In fact, as I'm listening to this, I'm like, okay, I'm keeping a lot closer eye on that app. You can put it on your phone. I mean, you don't have to go back to your desktop computer. You just get one of the apps on your phone. There are a bunch of them. We can mention that here in a minute. But there are apps that you can have right there at your fingertips where you can look at what's going on up in the sky and see how it applies to you. What's sad is astrology in my upbringing was something that was absolutely strictly forbidden. It was of the devil. Satan was behind it. I was taught that it was divination in the Bible. In other words, seeking answers from the evil spirit side. So all of my life, see, I missed 50 years. I really did. I missed 50 years. It wasn't until that year in the RV that I ever took a look at it for the first time. And you know, that's really sad, because people who think they know about it and have never looked at it themselves say that it's evil or say that it's a pseudoscience, but they don't know the first thing squat about it. And that comes from different communities. It can be a religious community. It can be a scientific community. Doesn't matter. But people who have never truly looked at it and do not understand it think that it's bad, wrong, ridiculous, pseudoscience, etc. For my friends in the religious or spiritual communities, I wish that you would take a look at God's creation. I really do. I wish that you would look at the fact that all of the planets in our own solar system, the Earth being the one, as far as we know, that is the only inhabitable one, all the rest of them, from Mercury, which is closest to the sun, all the way out to Pluto, which is 3.3 billion miles from Earth, all just happened to fall along a circle in the sky. It's called the ecliptic line. You can Google it and see it. You see images of it, drawings of it. It's an imaginary line, but they show you what it represents. And every planet in our solar system fell on that circle. Now, it takes me a lot less faith to believe that than it does that that just happened from some random explosion or however else it happened. So right there, we have divine design, just from that standpoint. All astrology is. There are no devils. There are no demons. There's no boiling cauldron somewhere. All you do is look at that creation, and every one of those little points and things in the sky has meaning. And you simply learn to know where they are and how they relate to each other through another divine system of the order of mathematics, how the universe is wired basically as physics, and you just look at how the meanings relate to each other. If somebody understood that, I truly don't know how they could say that it was of the devil. Now, that's the religious side. The scientific side, well, they want everything to be provable according to scientific research principles. Can you put it in a test tube? Can you observe it? Can you pattern it? Can you replicate it? The seven steps of the scientific method are question, research, hypothesis, experiment, data analysis, conclusion, and communication. I am laughing in this booth as I'm looking at this. That's an astrology reading right there. Oh, but it's not science. It's pseudoscience because it can't be proved with a scientific method. Okay, whatever you say. That's a form of an astrology reading right there. All right, so you want to go down that route? Well, let's do this. Let me give you a couple of examples of things that have happened recently where I've used astrology very practically in my own life. As I am recording this on the date of April 28th, 2024, there have been a couple of emails come my way this weekend, the tone of which kind of turned snarky toward me. There's also something else going on in my world that has just been a disruption, a frustration, something that I really don't want to address, and yet something that maybe I should, I don't know. So I was sitting with both of these. Here's this snarky email. Okay, wow, whoa, that person has got some stuff. And then here was this situation that's been ongoing that, like, should I do anything? Nah, I don't think so. Maybe I should. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable in the whole situation. So, recording the next day's Fun Astrology podcast, I saw in the chart very clearly, don't do anything. And specifically, avoid confrontation. Avoid that aggression to react. I mean, right there, that just diffused two potential firestorms. And at the end of the day, I can sit here in my human little self that would like to strike out and fully realize that not doing that, not reacting, doing what the chart very clearly says is exactly the right response. All right, let's go back to our scientific method. First of all, ask a question. Well, easy. Should I react? Second, do some research, okay? I'm telling you, this is so funny. Cast a chart. Look at that area in the chart that covers the question. I look and I see. Observe. Then I construct a hypothesis. Mars, sitting there, says, no, no, this could turn into conflict. This could turn into war. Now, this is where it departs from the seven-step method just a wee bit, because that really is more under the guise of good advice than a hypothesis. But we could say test your hypothesis by doing an experiment. I think I'll just leave it at, I'm not going to react, and I don't need to test the other side. Well, then analyze your data and draw a conclusion. I made the right decision. And then communicate your results. Hi, welcome to the Subconscious Mind Mastery Podcast. What you just got right there was a scientific approach to astrology. Oh, goodness sakes. All right, how about another example? This was back around 2018. And see, this is where synchronicities come to play. I had just left Aspen with that last meditation up on the top of Snowmass that was, you need to take this stuff out. You need to start this work that is going to advance this material. So I went back to Dallas, and I had a little delay come into my world at that point, and I had a little extra time, and I started reading this book by Noel Teal on career astrology. And I saw in there things that indicated that maybe I could make a go of this and even turn it into possibly a profession, at least an income generator. So I started down that path synchronistically. That led to start another podcast. I'm like, wow, okay, I'll do a weekly astrology podcast. No, daily. Thus, Fun Astrology was born in 2019. And that led to contacting Stephen Forrest, and I've done 6 audiobooks for him now. Have another podcast, the Old Soul, New Soul Astrology Podcast with Robert Glasscock, teaching astrology. And from several sources, it has generated additional income. See, that to me is the A game of conscious living. It's listening to the intuitive guidances. It's looking for the next step. When you don't know, you're just looking. You're standing in the space of, well, I need to move in this direction. You get the next step, you take the next step. Then you get the next step, and you take that step. We talked about this in the last podcast. You often don't get the next step until you've taken the previous one. It even came to play with this latest move that I made across the country. The chart showed a new beginning, including, particularly, a new beginning around the location of my home. Then the synchronicity kicked in. An opportunity came my way that gave me the choice of either A or B, and I chose to step in this direction, really following just the intuitive guidance. There was certainly some chart indications, and here I am, 10 miles from my Jupiter line of expansion, where things are already moving and circulating. So for me, it has become a companion. It has become a reference guide. It's become a wonderful counselor. And I just know if I look at it correctly, then I am following the script of my highest timeline. It's pointing the way. Then the rest is up to me. If I choose toward it, like in the career thing, you know, you could head in this direction from a profession or a career or an income generator, a side hustle, as they talk about, you know, it's like you could move in that direction and it works out. In my other example, if I had lashed out in those two situations, I probably would have a mess on my hands in both cases. That's the definition of conscious living. You're aware of the options. You're aware of the situation. You are fully responsible for your own actions. Not relying on somebody's advice, not relying on a Bible promise, not relying on what the pastor said. You are relying on your own intuitive guidance to be on your highest path, not the path that somebody else wants for you, your path. You make the decision, you follow the synchronicities, you are watching for synchronicities, you're looking for the next step, and that puts you in the realm of divine timing. And when you pull all of that together, that's typically walking the path of the magician. You're not following a corporate plan. You're following your life plan. Now, the other thing I want to just discuss really quick are the obstacles. There are several that come to mind. And the first one is obviously the one that we mentioned at the beginning. It is our subconscious programming. Those old patterns that were established with a lot of emotion and a lot of emphasis that just got stuck in that automatic side of our being. And until that is changed, and until you have a new autopilot running the show, then ultimately you are going to be stuck in old patterns, and that might even be how you even look at the chart. Or resistance will come up to the suggested action. So the subconscious programming can definitely be an obstacle. Another is just blocks. Blocks that are created sometimes by us, sometimes inherited from others or from our family, and some that are either environmental, societal, social, etc., that are just in our outer realm, come against us. You find yourself in the company of somebody that just doesn't have the same vibe as you. You wake up one morning and you realize, wow, I've been sleeping with this person, and yet they don't match anything about who I really am and you feel a little stuck, and that can definitely tap the brakes on the whole process. You have to clean that up, have to make choices. The other big one that can come in the way of this process is resistance. You know in your soul, you know in the chart, and yet your head says, but I want to do it this way. That was one of the biggest lessons I think I took away from Aspen, was learning that I was just going to surrender to the higher guidance. Whatever it said, whatever that leading was, even if it didn't make sense to the monkey mind, I just made up my decision, made up my mind that I was going to do it. No more arguing, no more questions asked. I was just going to do it. It's been 6 years now since I left Aspen. That process has now become automatic. Talk about a new subconscious program. When I get that guidance, I do it. And this is the other thing, too, is I don't try to force the guidance, because I think a lot of times we do that, too. We try to create what our mind wants and put it in the skin of the soul, and that doesn't work either. This has to just be pure and raw exposure to the higher path. Now, I know that there is one thing probably going through your mind. You're probably thinking, okay, this is all good and well, Thomas, but I don't know how to look at that crazy thing and even know what I'm looking at, or much less how to interpret it. And that's the rub. But I will tell you this, it has gotten a whole lot easier with technology. So really, since Steve Jobs created the iPhone back in 2007, astrology has been a tremendous beneficiary of a whole new way of looking at it. And I realize that the one obstacle between where you are now and where you can be guided by it is just learning how to know what you're looking at. And to that end, I have created the Fun Astrology 101 course. It's a very simple, no astro lingo, take you from no knowledge to functional knowledge of being able to at least work your way around the chart. You won't read like Robert Glasscock does, but until we all have been doing it 60 years, neither will any of us. But the 101 course will get you started. And the 101 course is a permanent fixture of the funastrology.com website. That's the one that can pretty quickly get you up and running. Now, the other thing that we just mentioned were apps for the phone. I have an iPhone, and every time I look in the App Store, I see new astrology apps. There are so many out there now. I use one called Astro Gold. It's a little bit more on the expensive side. Astro Matrix has a great program that has a lot of interpretive capabilities built into it. I also use a program called Time Nomad. But if you just get on, Time Passages actually is another one that has a very good free version. So there are a lot of them that you can just download for free to get you started. And then there, the ones that are coming up that are new have all the interpretive stuff as well. I don't know the quality of those interpretations, but it does give you more to think about. How I began to learn was on a site called astro.com. It is like the de facto benchmark of astrology websites. And in there, you have to go find it, but they have something called the AstroClick Portrait. And you can enter your chart information. You have to know the exact time that you were born, not the approximate time, not the my mom thinks about so-and-so time. You have to know the exact time. And with that, you go into astro.com, you put that information in, and then you can go to that portrait click chart, and you can click around on anything in your chart and get excellent interpretations of what you're looking at. And piece by piece, that was how I started to put it together. The 101 course would be a perfect complement to that and would get you going faster, a lot faster. It took me years. This would do it in weeks or months with the course. Well, I hope that helps. I've just been thinking about being on the A game, and I'll tell you, for me, how I respond is, or how I work is, everything that I can do to be on that A game, that highest timeline, man, I am all in. Everything operates from energy, the Levels of Energy audiobook from Fred Dodson, and the best way to see the energy right here, right now, is in that chart. And that's why I've created a lot of material to help you on that path. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you more than you know. Enjoy your journey. I'm Thomas Miller. Thanks for listening.
The stories and opinions expressed on this podcast are independently those of the host and guests and are not intended to be taken as medical advice or to replace medical care from a licensed professional when appropriate.